Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Final day of April. Let's check farm news this morning. U.S. pork processor Smithfield Foods yesterday posted higher first quarter sales and profit. Strong demand for its packaged meats and pork businesses and cost control efforts. It sells pork, ham, and sausages under brands including Smithfield, Eckrich, and Nathan's Famous. Smithfield posted a 9.5% rise in total sales. It earned 58 cents per share. The National Academy of Sciences, under the Center for Disease Control, has canceled a workshop on preventing human bird flu infections. After being told to stop work on the events by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Department of Health and Human Services, which contains the CDC, did not respond to a request for comment on the workshop cancellation. Farmers had requested the workshop after a March forum. An advisory on the workshop website says the Department of Health and Human Services informed the National Academy of Sciences it should terminate all work on this activity. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a major win for American agriculture by securing the Mexican government's agreement to meet the current water needs of farmers and ranchers in Texas. It's part of a 1944 water treaty, which the U.S. said Mexico has not been living up to. National corn growers expressed disappointment with the decision by the International Trade Commission, affirming that Corteva was harmed by imports of the critical herbicide 2,4-D. The decision means that duties will be placed on imports of the herbicide at a final rate determined later by the U.S. Department of Commerce. NCGA President Ken Hartman Jr. says shortages will hamper the work of U.S. farmers already facing a tough environment due to a prolonged period of high input costs and low prices. 45Z and other biofuel-related tax credits on the table as House and Senate Republicans try to pass the president's tax agenda. One Republican, though, isn't sure the ag credits will survive.
These credits for rural America as they deal with biofuels or whether it's wind energy, or whether it's the 45Z stuff or the 45Q stuff, something's got to give.
But does that give include biofuel tax breaks?
And I don't know what that give is, but the give has to add up to 14 Republicans being unanimous in what we agree to. So, you know, your question would be on the table, but whether it survive, I can't predict at this point.
Four Senate Republicans wrote to Majority Leader John Thune April 9th, arguing for a targeted, pragmatic approach in repealing credits, not one that harms investment, planning, and jobs. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the markets.